This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
After that, we move on to the next parable and the next hadith. And this one is concerning the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and how he looked at the dunya, how he would consider the dunya to be. And so this hadith is narrated by Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu an. He says, اِطَّجَعَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ عَلَى حَصِيرٍ فَأَثَّرَ فِي جَلْدِهِ فَقُلْتُ بِأَبِي وَأُمِّي يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ لَوْ كُنْتَ آذَنْتَنَا فَفَرَشْنَا لَكَ عَلَيْهِ شَيْئًا يَقِيكَ مِنْهُ فَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ مَا أَنَا وَالدُّنْيَا إِنَّمَا أَنَا وَالدُّنْيَا كَرَاكِبٍ استظل تحت شجرة ثم راح وتركها. In this hadith, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu an, he says that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam laid down on a reed mat, a straw mat, that basically left marks on his skin. So when he got up, you could see the marks of the straw mat on his skin. So Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, he says, when I saw that, I said to him, may my father and my mother be ransomed for you, O Messenger of Allah. If you had told us, we would have spread something over it for you that would protect you from it. And so the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in response, he said, what have I got to do with the dunya? Me and the dunya, the example of me and the dunya, is nothing but like a rider who is traveling and who comes and sits under a tree for its shade. And then he gets up and he leaves. And so this hadith is narrated by At-Tirmidhi and Ibn Majah, and it is an authentic hadith. And this hadith is one of many ahadith in which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam discouraged us from becoming attached to the dunya and enjoying its luxuries, while explaining the reason behind that. And so it's not just that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would, you know, warn us from the dunya and say, don't indulge in the dunya, don't chase after the luxuries of the dunya, and that's it. No. He would give his reasoning behind that. He would mention why he is discouraging us from indulging in the luxuries of the dunya. And so the reasoning behind it in this hadith is that the nature of the dunya is that it is temporary. The nature of the dunya is that it is something temporary, and it will soon come to an end. And so here Abdullah ibn Mas'ud narrates to us in this hadith the simplicity of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's lifestyle, and how he used to sleep on the ground on a simple straw mat without even spreading anything on it to make himself comfortable. And so when Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, he saw the effect that this mat had made on his body, he showed his concern for the comfort of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he made this very simple offer that, look, Ya Rasulullah, you just had to ask us and we would have put something there for you. And so what we notice here is that what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was, what he was offered was nothing big. It was something very small. It's not like he was offered that, Ya Rasulullah, why don't we build for you a nice palace? Why don't we bring for you a nice luxurious bed so you can sleep on it, that has cushions and, you know, something very expensive? No. He didn't even prevent him. He didn't even say to him, Ya Rasulullah, don't sleep on this mat. But rather it was a very, very simple and small offer that just put something on top of it so that it won't leave those marks on you. And so what was the response of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Although there was nothing haram in the offer that was made, there was nothing wrong with, you know, the offer that he made, the offer that Abdullah ibn Mas'ud made to him. It's not like it's haram to sleep on a bed that is cozy and comfortable, or to spread a sheet over, you know, a hard surface and sleep on it. But here the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he answered with something else on his mind. He wasn't giving a ruling here that, you know what, I don't want you to do this for me because it's haram, or, you know, it's something that I don't want. No. Here the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam wanted to focus on something else. And so he said what he said. He said, what have I got to do with the dunya? Me and the dunya are nothing but like a rider who comes, he's traveling, and he stops to rest under the shade of a tree. And then what does he do? After getting his rest, he gets up and he leaves that place. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam here wanted to bring our attention to the fact that the dunya that we are enjoying today, it is worthless. And it's not worth enjoying. It's not worth enjoying. And so he wanted to bring our attention to the fact that no matter how small our comfort and our enjoyment of the luxuries of the dunya are, no matter how small they are, even something as small as this, in the end, they are temporary. And we will very, very soon, we will leave them. And so he gave this example. A traveler who gets tired from his long journey, and it's a very hot day, and he wants to rest. So if he sees something as simple as a tree with shade under it, what's he going to do? He's going to go and, you know, he's tired and he's going to take a nap. He doesn't care about the fact that, you know, he's not sleeping on something comfortable, on something luxurious. He's not looking for a 5-star hotel, because his purpose behind resting there at that particular time was not for the purpose of comfort and luxury, but rather for a need, a human need. And that is rest. And likewise with everything else in the dunya. Fulfill our needs. You have to eat, you have to drink, you have to have a roof over your head, you have to make a living, you have to have an income. To fulfill your essential needs, to fulfill your essential needs. Another way of looking at this parable is that this traveler does not take this place that he is resting in under the tree as his permanent place of residence. And so he does not go about building a house and furnishing it. Why? Because he's only there temporarily. He's only stopping for a break, and then he's continuing on his journey. And this is like the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in the hadith, "Kun fi dunya ka'annaka gharibun aw abiri sabil." He said to Ibn Umar radiyallahu an, "Be in the dunya as if you are a stranger or a traveler, a passerby, someone who, you know, he's traveling and he takes a stop somewhere for rest or whatever it be, and then he continues his journey." This is how we should be in the dunya. Ibn Qayyim, he says, commenting on this hadith that we have and this parable, he says, "Ponder over the beauty of this parable and how it applies perfectly to reality. The dunya in its lush greenery is like the tree, and how quickly it passes by and it finishes is like the shadow. And the servant is traveling to his Lord. And when a traveler sees a tree on a hot day, it is not befitting for him to build a house beneath it, nor to take it as a place to settle. Rather, he uses its shade according to his need, and whenever he goes beyond his need and starts to enjoy, you know, enjoy this place where he is resting, whenever he does that, then he will miss his caravan." So as if Ibn Qayyim was saying that this was a group of people who were traveling, and one of them went and he saw this tree to rest under. He went and he rested under it. If he starts to prolong his stay there and enjoy himself, you know, indulge in making himself comfortable there, then his caravan will leave him, because they didn't come there to settle, but rather only to rest. This hadith is similar to another hadith showing the simplicity of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in how he used to rest, and in basically, it's a very similar hadith in terms of what the companion said to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam when they saw his simple state. And so Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu, he says that, "I came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam while he was on a seat with a bed woven on it. And so he had a pillow under his head made of skin stuffed with fiber. There was a cloth between his skin and the seat. So Umar radiallahu anhu, he came and he visited him and he wept. When Umar radiallahu anhu came and he saw the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam sitting, a very simple and humble, on a very simple and humble seat, Umar radiallahu anhu started to cry. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked him, "Oh Umar, why are you crying?" And so Umar radiallahu anhu, he said, "By Allah, O Messenger of Allah, I am only crying because I know that you are more noble in the sight of Allah than Kisra wa Qaisar." Kisra is the Persian emperor, and Qaisar is Caesar, the Roman emperor. Umar says, they both live in what they live of the luxuries of the dunya, while you, O Messenger of Allah, are in the state that you are in, that I can see. And so the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he heard Umar say this, he said, O Umar, are you not content that they have the dunya while we have the akhirah? Are you not content that they have the dunya, but for us is the akhirah? And so Umar, he replied, yes, O Messenger of Allah. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, then that is how it is, and that is how it will be. Meaning, they will have the dunya, but they won't have anything of the akhirah. We don't have the dunya, but we will have the akhirah. And that's why, even afterwards, Umar radiallahu anhu, when he became the Khalifa, and the Muslim Empire stretched very far, and they invaded the Persian Empire, having gained all the luxuries and the treasures of the Persian Empire and also the Roman Empire. When the Muslims defeated the Romans to take over Bayt al-Maqdis, Jerusalem, and Umar radiallahu anhu was the Khalifa, and the keys of the city were given to him, he decided to enter into the city in a very humble state. And so he did not enter the city in posh and style and lavishly, but rather he got off of his ride, and his ride was a donkey. He got off of it and he entered into the city barefoot, walking. And so, you know, he learned his lesson from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who taught him that even if we have the dunya in our hands, it's not worth it, because this is for them, not for us. For us is what is waiting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so among the lessons that we can learn from this hadith is, first of all, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what we learn from this hadith is that he lived a very, very simple life, putting into practice what he preached. And so in so many different hadith, he discouraged us from indulging in the dunya. Did he go against what he was preaching? No. But rather, he was the best example of that. He was our role model when it comes to abandoning the luxuries of the dunya. And this hadith is only one example of many of the very simple lifestyle that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam lived. And so it was not only with regards to how he used to sleep and rest, but in everything else. And there are so many examples of that. The second lesson that we learn from this hadith is that our primary concern should be how we will live a comfortable life in the akhirah, and not how should we live a comfortable life in this dunya. Unfortunately, for most of us, it's the opposite. Our primary concern is how we can maximize our comfort in this dunya, and we don't care about any comfort in the akhirah. This is the majority of Muslims and non-Muslims, unfortunately. And so all we care about is the dunya. All we care about is how can we maximize our pleasure and our comfort and our enjoyment in this dunya. And so we strive day in, day out. We go through hardship, all for that sake, not for the akhirah. And so our primary concern should be, you know, what is our level of comfort going to be in the akhirah? Are we even going to make it to Jannah? The third lesson that we learn from this hadith is the nature of the dunya, and that it is temporary and quickly passing. So it does not make sense for us to invest so much into it. It doesn't make sense for us to invest so much into the dunya, considering how temporary it is. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said here, that, you know, me compared to the dunya, or the example of me and the dunya, is like this man who's traveling and he takes a rest under the shade of this tree. The shade of the tree, the shade eventually it goes away, and very quickly for that matter. Likewise is the dunya, and that's why in another hadith the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned how the dunya compared to the akhirah is like a drop. It is like your finger, and you take it and put it into the sea. Whatever comes out of water, that is the dunya compared to the water of the sea. It's small, it's temporary. We are here for a very short period of time. As Allah tells us about the people, what they will say on the Day of Judgment, they will be wondering, you know, how long were we in the dunya? Some of them will say just a few hours. Others will say just 1 hour. Others will say even less than an hour. And that is relative to how long they spent in their graves. And if we were to ponder over it and really think about it, that's a reality. How long do we live our lives? On average, let's say 60, 70 years. How long are you going to be in your grave? That's if the Day of Judgment is not near. Otherwise, you know, the way things are going in this world, many of the signs of the Day of Judgment have already passed, the minor signs. And we are very quickly approaching the major signs of the Day of Judgment. But even then, you may end up being in your grave for centuries. And then on the Day of Judgment, you will rise from your grave and you will think that really, you know, my life, the amount of time I lived in the dunya was very, very short. And so the nature of the dunya is that it is temporary and it is quickly going by. Every single day that goes by, we are getting closer and closer to our graves. And so it doesn't make sense for us to invest so much into attaining the comfort and the luxuries of the dunya. It doesn't make sense. Logically, it just does not make sense. However, this does not mean that we completely abandon the dunya and we don't enjoy it at all. Because that is an extreme that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam warned against. In the hadith of the three individuals who each one made an oath, because they saw the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his ibadah, and you know, they said, we can't come even near the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So one of them, he said, I'm gonna pray every single night without sleeping and resting at all. Another said, I'm gonna fast continuously for the rest of my life, meaning every single day I'm gonna fast. A third, he said, I'm going to stay away from women. I'm not going to get married to women. All these three individuals, they wanted to abandon the comfort of the dunya and whatever halal Allah has made for us in the dunya. Sleeping is halal. Food and drink, it's halal. marrying women, it's halal. And these are all enjoyments. We enjoy these things. So when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam heard he heard the news of these three individuals, he came out very upset, and he said, "Man raghiba an sunnati falaysa minni." Whoever, he actually said, as for me, I pray at night and I also take rest. I fast and I also break my fast. There are days that I don't fast, and I also marry women." And then he said, "فَمَنْ رَغِبَ عَنْ سُنَّتِي فَلَيْسَ مِنِّي." Whoever stays away from my sunnah, then he is not from me. So what we have mentioned concerning this hadith, and you know, how there's no point in investing in the dunya and enjoying the dunya, what we meant is overindulging and chasing after the dunya and making the dunya our primary concern and investing our entire life into attaining the luxuries of the dunya. This is what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam forbade, and this is what he discouraged us from. Not complete abandonment of the dunya. Finally, the last point I wanted to mention is that the dunya is something that either it will leave you or you will leave it. Either it will abandon you or you will have to abandon it. And either of these can happen at any time. So either the dunya will leave you, so one day you're rich and the next day you're poor. One day you enjoy, you know, good health, the next day you don't have that good health. And so this dunya is something that can easily be taken away from us while we're still here in the dunya. The blessings of the dunya, the luxuries of the dunya. You can't guarantee that you will have it for the rest of your life. So either it will leave you or you will be made to leave it. Meaning, no matter how much you indulge in the dunya, eventually you're going to have to part from it. And that is at the time of death. And either of these things can happen at any time. So the intelligent person, he never relies on the dunya that he has. The intelligent one does not ever rely on the dunya that he has in his hands today. Because eventually you're going to be made to part from it. Either it will leave you or you will leave it. So why rely on it? Why attach your heart so much to it? And so I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from among those who their primary concern is what is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the akhirah, as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made his primary concern. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to not make the dunya our greatest concern. With that, we come to the end of tonight's session. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk, wa sallallahumma wa sallim ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.